My cousin loves horses. She's been crazy about them for as long as I can remember. Her room is filled with pony plushes, posters of wild stallions in mid-gallop, and stacks of chapter books written from the horse's or the rider's point of view. She recently started taking riding lessons, which worries me because she's about 65 pounds, and I don't know how she doesn't just fly off the horse's back every time it moves any faster than a trot. But it's not just her petite build that makes me a little wary of horseback riding. When I was about 12 years old, the Girl Scout troop I was in at the time decided to take a trip to Faith Ranch, a lovely country-style riding ranch in rural Ohio. The night we got there, I thought, this place is precious. There were little wooden cabins everywhere, tall sweet grasses, roaming chickens and kittens, and softly chirping crickets in the warm summer evening. It was so peaceful and serene. But that serenity would be short-lived because the next morning, we headed down to the stables to take a ride. I and the 8 other girls, plus our scout leaders, oohed and awed at the seemingly adorable, innocent creatures we saw before us. They stood in their stalls, munching on hay and blinking their big doe eyes lazily. Our designated riding instructor strode up to us and asked us to each fill out a sheet with our personal information, name, age, credit card number, just kidding, and our experience with riding in hours. Now, I've been an annual camper at the Deer Valley YMCA family camp since I was about 2 years old, and I've had at least 20 hours of cumulative horse experience that I've acquired there over the years. My bold 20 hours looked remarkable next to the other girls' 2, 1, or none, and I smirked to my smug little 12-year-old self. Our instructor gathered our sheets and began pairing us with horses to fit our abilities. When she got to my page, she grinned at my prodigious little face and pointed to a chestnut and cream spotted mare with the name Redemption scrawled on a sign above her stall. Inside the stable, Redemption seemed sweet enough, but outside was a whole different ballgame. In exercises as simple as figure eights in a fenced pasture, she felt the need to kick around and startle the other horses. She obviously did not enjoy being ridden. The instructor finally picked up on this, but instead of selecting a calmer, gentler horse, she just tied Redemption to her horse and we rode along like that. We made our way out to the huge field, where we were free to ride however we pleased for a while. I say we, I mean everyone in my group except me. Redemption still hadn't gotten her act together and we remained tethered to the instructor's horse. So, not only was I a little on edge because of my fidgety horse, I was being forced to sit and watch my friends laughing, relaxing, having a great time together. I was pretty bummed at this point and was almost relieved when the instructor called for everyone to come back in and start heading to the stable. The well-behaved horses and their riders filed in behind the instructor and I and trekked back to the gate that opened to the huge pasture. When we got to the gate, it became apparent that our instructor would need to untie Redemption from her horse in order to let the others through. She did this and opened the gate. The instant that gate swung open, something clicked inside Redemption. I'm not sure her exact motivation, but she decided she needed to be back at that stable. Right now. I'm no expert on horses, so I don't know if there's anything really faster than a gallop, but if there is, Redemption was doing it. She dashed down the dusty path like someone set off a firecracker behind her. My heart received an electric shock, and for a few seconds I was unable to pull any oxygen from the air flying by my gaping mouth. But those seconds came to an end. I found a breath, and promptly began to scream bloody murder. In retrospect, this probably only worsened my situation by scaring the already frenzied horse, but at the time I couldn't stop myself. As I bounced up and down and slid back and forth on Redemption's back, I legitimately thought I was going to die. I closed my stinging eyes, locked my legs around the horse's sides, and prayed for my life. Then as suddenly as she took off, Redemption slowed down. She calmly sauntered into her stall, shook her tail, and began munching on her hay. While she enjoyed her snack, my body began to panic. My throat closed up, my teeth chattered, my heart tried to break through my ribs, all while tears were streaming down my face. I was a pretty sorry sight. Some workers came and helped me off Redemption and tried to calm me down. A few deep breaths later, the instructor, followed by my troop, charged toward me. She was almost more emotional than I was, sobbing as she enveloped me in a hug. She managed to hiccup out the words to convey that she was so, so sorry, and that she was so glad that I was all right. My tearful friends followed suit, and we had a nice long group hug, and after a few minutes, we all began laughing about how ridiculous the whole thing was. Even though everything turned out all right, this situation kind of ruined horseback riding for me. I haven't been on a horse since it happened, and I'm planning on keeping it that way. But it definitely goes down in the books as the scariest thing ever to happen to me, and now I have a fun party story. So, thanks, Redemption. Let's not do it again sometime.